Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, one of the Campus Life pastors at Life Point Church. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling FaceTime, where what we're saying in this series is that Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. And we're looking in the book of John at all of the really FaceTime encounters, personal one-on-one encounters with Jesus that people had. And we came to a story in John chapter 4. The context is, he had traveled to Samaria, and he was on his way to Cana in Galilee. But he traveled to Samaria, and he met with a Samaritan woman and had this really incredible moment where the people of Samaria came to believe in Jesus, not based on his miracles or things that he did, but it was really just based on his words. They had incredible faith. Now, if you do any studying, you realize that based on, many, many years of conflict, the Samaritans had kind of sold out and, had maybe intermarried with other people and kind of like a mixed worship bag of things that they did. The Jewish people avoided Samaritans and vice versa. So for Jesus to go there in the very first place was really an outlandish thing to do, but he did, and many people came to faith. Here's what happens next when he gets to his hometown. He goes and travels to Galilee where he had already done the wedding where he turned, at the wedding, he turned the water into wine. And so verse 46, chapter 4. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, and when he had made the water wine, and at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When the man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And so Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." An official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. It's a very interesting story, and one in which, when you look at it at first glance, it seems kind of harsh. Jesus comes to Cana in Galilee, where it says that the people had heard about what he had done. Some of them had seen the miracles that he had done. So in essence, they were there kind of waiting to see, okay, what are you going to do next? What's your next bag of trick that you're going to do? What's the sign you're going to perform for us? And then this man shows up in the middle of all that and says, "Please heal my son." And then Jesus makes that statement, "You people will never believe unless you see signs and wonders." It's almost like he wasn't even talking to the guy. He was talking to the crowd. He was talking to us. I mean, is our faith based on something he can do for us? Now, there are times when I think God will do things, to let us know that he's there, that just out of his own grace and mercy. But what it appears is that this is a contrast for what happened in Samaria, where these people who were religiously kind of ignorant and the people of the people of Israel, the Jewish faith, who simply wanted a sign. The more authentic faith came from the Samaritans. They just wanted to know him. And I think that's what he's saying to us. And I think to the guy, to this official, it's almost like he's saying to him, "Sir, if you'd have had any other possibility anywhere, I would have been your last person to stop and see. But because you ran out of options, you came to me." I think that's kind of what he's calling out in all of us, this faith that's really based on ourselves, when he's looking for people who truly want him. So the guy, not willing to get into any of the argument of that, almost like he was so desperate, he didn't even, he could have tried to plead his case. He just simply said, "Please, my son is going to die." And Jesus looks at him and says, your son's going to be okay. Go." And the most amazing thing happens. The guy turns around and he goes home believing. That's what's so amazing about the story. If you and I were there and we had traveled all that way, probably as much as 20 miles to go find Jesus, and our kid was sick, we wouldn't leave without him. We would have said, "No, you're coming with me. I mean, what do I got to do to get you there?" But this man turned around and took Jesus at his word. And when he got home, his son was fine. I think Jesus looked at his faith and took him to a new level by saying, "Nope, I want you to trust my word. I'm not coming with you." It's almost like he was saying, "Look, I want you to truly believe in me." When he got home and his son was well, their whole family believed based on a genuine, authentic faith. I think that's what God is calling all of us to do, is to have a genuine, authentic faith based on who he is, not just on what he can do for us. Lord, I pray that you help us to have a genuine faith, a faith that's based on who you are. Lord, help show us when we're struggling and help us to trust in your word. And Lord, I pray that as you speak your word into us, that we would hold it dearly to our hearts. Let me ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second as you get ready to head out to your day and think through areas of your life where God is asking you to trust in his word. And then talk to him and ask him to give you the faith to be strong in his word. Till next time, God bless.